You're listening to SBS News.
England has topped Group D with a perfect record after defeating Japan 2-0 in Nice. Lionesses forward Ellen White scored early and then again heading towards full time, earning her player of the match. But while her own performance was impressive, she cares more about the team as a whole.
I'm delighted to contribute to this team in any way I can, on and off the pitch. And obviously contributing with two goals is a dream, really. So, I'm surrounded by very talented players on the pitch, and it's a dream for us. It was about winning the group. That's what we've done, and now we look forward to the round of 16.
England will face a yet-to-be-determined third-place side in Valenciennes on Monday in the round of 16. Japan will also progress and will play the winner of Group E on Wednesday in Rennes after finishing in second spot. Japanese coach Asako Takakura says that while it's unfortunate her side lost the match, her focus is on the next round.
We managed to get through to the knockout stage, and the thing that we need to do and we shouldn't do and what we can do are clarified through past matches. So from now on, I think we just need to put all of our effort towards the next match, and then we have to be very prepared for the next round.
The real drama was in Paris, where Scotland lost its lead over Argentina and lost its place in the tournament. Scotland took a 3-0 lead by the 69th minute, a lead nobody thought could be turned around, and would have given the side a relatively good chance at finishing in the top four best third-place sides. But two goals to Argentina in the 74th and 79th minute, and hope wavered. Until absolute disaster for Scotland, as the referee awarded a video assistant referee penalty to Argentina following a foul. The goal was saved, but the referee then said the penalty had to be retaken, as goalkeeper Lee Alexander didn't stay on her line. Here's how SBS called the moments that followed.
Alexander do it again. Bonzagundo getting ready to retake the penalty, and this time she scores! Scotland, absolute heartache in these final stages, these final few seconds of added time. Argentina have pulled it back.
Argentina's equaliser brought a shock end to Scotland's time in the tournament. It's not the end for Argentina, though, with the possibility they could advance if both games tomorrow, New Zealand versus Cameroon and Chile versus Thailand, end in draws. Argentina coach Carlos Borrello admits anything is possible, considering today's result.
What's in store for us now? Basically, we need to be really patient and wait for tomorrow and find out what ends up happening with the results and how everything pans out. But if you're asking me if I'm satisfied with what we've done so far, well, yes, I am.
Scotland coach Shelley Kerr says the loss will teach her side a tough lesson.
This is our first World Cup and we've scored five goals. We've ran both England and Japan right to the very end. We finished strongly in the games, the first two games. And it's still a learning process for our team at this moment in time. But I think a huge thing is that for Scottish women's football, that we want to inspire, and hopefully, you know, the supporters are not too disappointed, because I think the players have given absolutely everything.
Player of the match Erin Cuthbert says she's devastated by the result. But speaking through tears, the 20-year-old says she's hopeful she has inspired other young girls to get into football.
Don't give up on your dreams. Like, I've achieved mine. I'm lucky enough to achieve mine and just didn't get to the last 16. But these things happen, and I'm so proud of the girls tonight.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.